The unhappy woman, leaning a little forward, palely and colourlessly addressed me, talked of stations and holidays, of brothers at Eastbourne, and the time of year, which was, I forget now, early or late. But at last, looking from the window and seeing, I knew, only life, she breathed. Staying away, that's the drawback of it. And now we approach the catastrophe. My sister-in-law. The bitterness of her tone was like lemon on cold steel. And speaking not to me, but to herself, she muttered. Nonsense, she would say. That's what they all say. And while she spoke, she fidgeted, as though the skin on her back were as a plucked fowl's in a poulterer's shop window. Oh, that cow, she broke off nervously, as though the great wooden cow in the meadow had shocked her and saved her from some indiscretion. Then she shuddered, and then she made the awkward angular movement that I had seen before, as if, after the spasm, some spot between the shoulders burnt or itched. Then again,